A program designed to keep the best and brightest science minds in Australia has been cut back by the federal government. The Future Fellowships program gives mid-career researchers working in areas of critical national importance 4 years of funding. The number of fellowships on offer each year was around 200 a few years ago. But in a tweet on Budget Night, the Education Minister confirmed there would be just 50 up for grabs. National Science reporter Jake Sturmer has the story.
Associate Professor Alice Pebay is searching for a cure for blindness.
And to do this, we research on stem cells. So we take patient skin cells and turn these cells back into a stem cell. And what we do with this stem cell then is to ask this cell to become a cell of the eye. With this in mind, we can then start to interrogate how this cell of the eye from this patient is becoming sick. This is something new that could not be done years ago.
The French-born Australian was awarded a highly competitive Future Fellowship last year. Fewer than one in five applicants were successful for the scheme, which pays researchers salaries and gives them up to $50,000 a year for 4 years to spend on things like equipment and travel.
So the fellowship program has benefited me because it has given me 4 years of research capacities. I can now concentrate on my research and especially on my fundamental research to find fundamental answers to important questions such as why does a cell live and die?
At its peak, 200 fellowships were funded for each year between 2009 and 2013, with hundreds of millions of dollars spent over the life of the scheme. Though the number of fellowships on offer has started to drop off. In 2014, only 150 were awarded, and now this year the Education Minister says only 50 will be up for grabs. The exact number wasn't contained anywhere in the budget papers, but in a tweet on Budget Night, Christopher Pyne confirmed significantly fewer fellowships would be available. But the Australian Academy for Sciences Professor Les Field says it's better than nothing.
It's a scheme that's designed to support what we call mid-career researchers. So they're people who've done their PhD, a couple of years' worth of experience, and they're on a trajectory now to setting up their own independent research careers. You know, these are the researchers of the future. They're the people who become our Brian Schmidts or our Ian Frasers. And I think one of the biggest risks from this decision is that these people will look outside Australia for career advancement and for career security. And so some of our brilliant young researchers will not see Australia as a career destination and they'll move abroad and probably stay abroad. This is hardly where we want to be with the Future Fellowship Scheme. If you think about where the scheme has come from, it was introduced under the previous government and it provided about 200 new research fellowships per year. So it put about 800 to 1,000 fellows into the research effort of Australia over that period of time. And I think we were very much relying on the fact that level of support, that steady state, made such a valuable contribution to the research effort that it would be continued.
Professor Field is also the University of New South Wales' Deputy Vice-Chancellor of Research.
We've now seen a decline, probably since 2012 now, systematically in just the number of people we have at the coalface conducting research. So just the critical mass of research activity has gone backwards. But secondly, you've got people who are coming out of their research degrees or postdoctoral careers looking for what is the career path which I can take up. And the Future Fellowships were always a very valuable career option for those people coming out of research training and looking for a career in research.
The lucky ones like Alice Pebay believe Australia's research future is at risk if the number of fellowships isn't increased.
I think these fellowship programs have helped to develop these great ideas within Australia. So sadly, cutting fellowships is not good for Australians because it will not allow science to develop and to lead to more discoveries in this country.
Associate Professor Alice Pebay there, ending Jake Sturmer's report.